flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Yeah! Here we go! Off into the final hour of the Rob Brown Show right here on The Fan Upstate. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, and you. Question of the day on the text line. Ordinarily, we make these sports things, right? What team's going to win? What changes do you want to make? Yada, yada, yada. Not today. Lonzo, when I started the day with the conversation, do you have a morning routine? Do you get up and have a regimented set of activities? You go through one after the next checklist going on down, or are you like me, you wake up and it's just pure chaos in the morning. Different order of operations every day. I got to do all these things, but sometimes I do that first and that first and that. Or you like my wife. She gets up, she makes a cup of coffee, she sits down on the couch, she covers herself up with a big old fuzzy blanket, she hangs out with the dog, she plays some word games until the brain turns on. Where do you fall? 844-326-3663 is the number. Text. No, because you're like me. You don't have a routine. It's just chaos, and you hopefully get it all done. Text. Calm. If you're like my wife, you get up and you kind of chill. You let the brain catch up with the body. It takes a little while to get the old RPM meter up. Or are you like Lonzo? You're active. You got your regimented activities. I got to have the air fryer on at this point, the food in at this point, the drinks in the cooler by this point, in the car at 9 o'clock on the dot, whatever the case might be. Where do you fall? Text no if you don't have a routine. Text calm if you have a relaxing routine. Or text active if you are up and at them and cranking in the AM portion of the day. Hayden asked Mario, where do you fall on that?
Oh, this is interesting, man. I am all regiment. It is wake up 7:15, drink pre-workout at 7:30, stretch until 7:45. You're out the door on your way to work out. And in middle of that span, you lay out the outfit for the day. So you come back, you just shower, you put that outfit on, and you're good to go for the day.
I got my annual physical a few days ago, and the doc was like, all right, blood pressure's good, cholesterol's good, heart rate's good. Like, I believe the word he said was, and I quote, surprisingly healthy for your age and size, which was like, I almost got a new doctor, but like, okay, let's be honest with each other. I get it. He said, but you know that it's not always going to be that way. Can I suggest you wake up like 30 minutes earlier and have like a stretching routine, or maybe do some yoga, go outside, take a walk, like do something to get your heart pumping a little earlier in the morning? It'll be better for your health. And I said, yeah. So I set my alarm for about 20 minutes earlier this morning. And as soon as it went off, Mario, I reached over and shut it right the hell back off and went back to sleep for those 20 minutes.
Okay, you want to know a good cheat code for this?
If you tell me put the alarm on the other side of the room so I have to get up and walk to it, yeah, I got that. I tried that one time. My wife said, if you ever do that again, I will kill you.
I've never heard of anyone doing that, but yeah, if you do that, you're a psycho. I used to do music that I hate to wake me up. So I'd wake up and I'd hear the music and I would be so, you know, mad that I'm hearing it this early that I can't go back to sleep and I'll just wake up ready for the day.
What was the music?
Country music.
There we go.
I can't do it.
There we go. Solidarity.
All right. So you and Zoe are just the same person is all this comes. You're just the same. You're just the same person. All right. We got Mario Heron, a.k.a. Hating Ass Mario, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show with the Fan Upstate. Does so every Thursday at 9 a.m. Mario, listen. You and Lonzo have showed, as far as I'm concerned, too much solidarity on this show so far. So let me see if I can drive a wedge into that. Where are you following on this national narrative that the Chiefs are getting the calls when they need the calls? Have you bought into the narrative, or are you like Lonzo saying, hey, it's football, sometimes you get lucky?
I think it's kind of in the middle, where if you're the best, if you're the superstar, you kind of get special treatment. You tend to get calls that other guys don't get. I mean, you know, in Lonzo's defense, did we not see a ref pretty much jump on Josh Allen's lap and tell him, I'm sorry, I missed your call about 2 weeks ago? Do we not? Does no one remember that? I think that's just what it is. And it is annoying. It makes me hate the Chiefs a lot more when you see Patrick Mahomes skate around the sideline and wait for someone to tap him on the shoulder. Then he flops like he just got hit by a truck. That is very annoying. But you can't blame the guy. Like, if I have an advantage and I know how to kind of, you know, make the refs call some stuff to go my way, I'm going to use that every moment I can. And it's just a special treatment you get when you have won back-to-back Super Bowls, when you're the best player in the league and arguably going to be the best player you've ever seen in football. You're just going to get special calls. I kind of compared it on our Bull Crew pod. I compared it to, like, James Harden on the Rockets, when he would just do that floppy bull crap and got every call known to man, would always be at the free throw line. You're like, oh my gosh, this is brutal to watch. But you can't blame the guy because, you know, he's using the rules to his advantage. I think that's kind of what Mahomes and the Chiefs do. That being said, yes, it frustrates me. And yes, I scream at my TV. And yes, it, similar to country music in the morning, it pisses me off to no end and really wakes me up.
Okay, so you have bought into the narrative. Here's what I've said about it, and I'll get your thought and response. I won't get mad at Patrick Mahomes for playing the game. If he is found out that refs are willing to maybe give him a flag if he does X or Y, I'm not going to get mad at the dude for doing X or Y. It's been given to him. Take it, right? Like, if somebody comes to me and goes, Rob, I got a job offer, and they stuck an extra zero onto the end of the salary accidentally, I'm gonna be like, dude, so you've signed the contract, right? Like, take it if they give it to you in that spot. I'm not mad at him for playing the game, but I do think it is something that, and I wonder if with Rich Eisen talking about it now, with Dan Patrick talking about it, with Pat McAfee talking about it, with Stephen A. Smith talking about it, with Troy Aikman and Joe Buck openly talking about it on the game broadcast.
Yeah. Your secret society.
Yes, all of the guys,
yes.
Mario's in on it too, Cody Decker too, all of us that are in that big broadcaster group text message that goes out every morning about what we're supposed to say that day, with all of these people not just talking about it, but now kind of starting to slide over to the, like, yeah, it's a problem side of the argument. I wonder if and where the NFL makes an adjustment, and if it is going to make an adjustment, if it would be this weekend against Josh Allen and the Bills.
It would make the most sense because it's superstar versus superstar. Like, facing the Texans, you're not really facing another big market team, another team that brings a lot of attention, right? Like, a team that wouldn't get special type of treatment. CJ Stroud isn't like that in his career just yet. They don't get that much publicity. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, the favoritism is kind of there with Kansas City, where with Buffalo, you know, you kind of I guess this sounds weird to say or bad to say, but like you're kind of forced to be more lenient, if you will. Like Josh Allen would get that call too, by the way. If he did that Mahomes thing, he would get that call. So I don't know. I will, but like as a Kansas City fan, Lonzo, do you not get sick of it? Like, well, as a fan, I would be sick of it.
All right, I've been Heel Lonzo all week. I can be Heel Lonzo again if I need to be.
We call him Lorenzo when he's in a bad mood.
Yeah, well, we both know where that came from. I wish I could find that audio. That's great because some people don't understand how to read.
Don't explain your
written.
Heel character. Just own it.
Anyway, I was just talking about how some people can't. I was talking about how some people can't read. To me, and I mentioned this. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about voice guys in other cities. Anyway, I believe, and I do believe this, and some people think that I'm doing this as a bit or as trying to dig at Rob, but I do believe that the outcry from the sports media this week and last week is to get Buffalo into the Super Bowl by pointing out how many calls that Kansas City gets. Now they're going to have to not get them. If they were indeed getting them at all, the referees are going to go and thinking, man, we can't give Kansas City the call. We can't give Kansas City the call. We're going to have to give it to Buffalo. And then Buffalo gets in the Super Bowl. And then people who don't want to see a possible dynasty are going to make sure it doesn't happen. And it could be a mandate from the NFL because no team has ever won three in a row, including Pittsburgh back in the day, New England a couple times, way back when at the beginning when the Super Bowl first started, a couple teams. It's never happened before. Maybe they don't want it to happen. And it just seems like the echo chamber has been something that people have been talking about for years, but suddenly the echo chamber is so loud, it's a cacophony beyond belief where I'm nearly going deaf from everyone repeating what the other person is saying, and they're drawing attention to something. Does this put more eyes on the game? Does it make more haters of Kansas City? Yes. And I'm okay with the hate. I'm embracing the hate, but I think they want Buffalo to win.
I will say to your point, though, I'm old enough to remember, and barely, but I am, when Brady would get hit, like when we first started the roughing the passer stuff, as soon as Brady was touched, he got up, like he was staring at the ref, yelling at the ref, and then you would see the flag come up. Like I remember seeing that in Tampa Bay versus Chicago in like 2020 to 2021, and I was like, "That's the most bullcrap thing I've ever seen before in my life."
Let me. I agree. Start with that.
Yeah.
I agree, but I also want to point this out. And obviously it was early Brady. This is before we knew what Tom Brady was going to turn into.
Yeah,
we get to 2008. Go back and look at Brady's season from, you know, his draft up till 2008. That dude got murdered frequently, frequently, yeah. All right? There are clips all over the place of Brady, and part of this is because of the conversation we're having now, but there are clips, and I don't remember who it was. I think it was Malcolm Butler. I don't remember who it was, but there was a play in 08 where Brady got every criteria of what we consider now roughing a passer call. Brady got on one hit and it roughed him up bad, no call. Yes, the rules changed after that, but I'll tell you when the rules changed, Mario. The rules changed when Brady had that week one season ending knee injury and he was gone for the year, and the NFL's ratings and television all came down. That was, to me, that was the year the NFL went, yo, quarterbacks equal ratings, we got to protect these guys. And it was after that that everything changed. I'm not disagreeing Brady got calls. Yeah, he did. I'm also not going to say, oh, well, every quarterback yells at the referees. That's just what's part of their job as the captain on the field, the leader on the field. What I'm saying is we've all been okay with it for a very long time. But it's kind of like speeding. If a car goes past me 10 miles over the interstate, I'm like, all right, dog, go ahead. If a guy goes by me 80 miles past the speed limit, I'm like, I hope you hit a car or I hope you hit a tree.
So,
you know?
So all the cops decided at once on the same week, we're all going to do this, according to your analogy, instead of gradually some waking up and going, man, I don't like this. I'm gonna say something. I'm going to do something. In this case, all of sports media, local, national, probably in the world, has decided that we're going to speak up at this moment to get Buffalo in the Super Bowl.
No, I think part of it, Mario, I'll say this, and then I want your thoughts on all this, and then we'll spend 2 or 3 minutes talking about the games. I guess we should have done that. here's my thought. It got so it, That Texans game had two moments, I could argue three, that were to me very egregious. And the conversation.
Wait, talking about when the non-call, when Mahomes got tackled around the ankles, according to what you were just talking about the Tom Brady rule, and there was no call. That is egregious. How could that happen?
Sure, raise hell.
How could it happen?
Why are you raising hell? You have a microphone.
You know why? Because they're human beings, as Mike Pereira said. They can't go in thinking, we're going to do this.
Then robo refs. We have the Anderson call, we have the out of bounds call, and then we have the other roughing call. Mario, I think the reason this became the narrative was because there was such an outcry, and I don't mean to say the world should be based on this. In fact, quite the opposite, it should. But there was such a movement in game on social media that I think it got to the point where even if they're doing it just for attention, because that's the story right now. The reality is, I've seen it over the years building up to this point, but I think the pressure just kind of popped in that game against Houston.
Also think, too, this game is the only game on right now. It's on a Saturday where they're not competing against college football. They're not, like, NBA really doesn't tip off until later that night, so even the diehard NBA fans are tuning in. College basketball, it's not really, you know, big hitting right now. It doesn't really big hit until middle to late February, March. You are the center of attention. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's looking at you. So I think that's also what makes this outcry kind of bigger, right, is that it was the only game on. There was only four games that weekend. So every game is getting all the eyeballs, the ultimate breakdowns, if you will. You can't kind of skate by because there's 9, 10 other games going on. No, like, you are the focus for this week, for this, you know, 4 hours that you're on. That part I don't think helped either. And, like, this has been a discussion. Like, this isn't just like,
yeah, it's not new.
My God. Like, yeah, it's nothing new, right? It's just, it's been in talks, and it just kind of widespread because of the moment.
This has been on more than Aaron Rodgers hate and Dallas Cowboys love. It has replaced the Dallas Cowboys, which I didn't think anything could do, especially on TV. It has replaced the Dallas Cowboys. We're not hearing about the Dallas Cowboys. All we're hearing about is how much the refs love Kansas City.
I don't disagree with you. But unlike Aaron Rodgers, this conversation has been 3 years running now. You may not have been exposed to it, but I'm telling you, as somebody who has been.
Yeah, it has been on social media. But all the loudmouths, all your secret society, didn't decide all at once without some sort of memo or mandate or some. You may have beepers still, and you got beeped and said, okay, it's time.
We're in a group text, all of us. I think it just got to the point. I think there's a point where if you're in a broadcast spot, Mario, especially if you're one of the national networks, having access to the National Football League is arguably the most important thing that you can have. And if you go out and, like, heat seeker the NFL to the point they go, okay, you're not allowed to cover us anymore, that's a huge ding. That's a big time problem. So you kind of have to not go. It's like coaches after games not being able to say bleep the refs because they don't want to catch that $250K fine. It's kind of like that. But I think I think there was such a wave after this Texans game that everybody kind of looked at it and went, we have to talk about it. It's not an option anymore.
All right. So Mario didn't come here to just hear us fight.
I don't disagree. That's
why. Why don't you talk to him about other football?
All right. What's your thought on that? And then we'll do a minute or two on both of the two games this weekend.
Yeah, of course. I just go back to the moment thing. I just think that's exactly where it is. And I'll say this again. It's nothing new. You've seen it in every sport. The bigger the star, the more favorite calls they get, the more love they'll get from referees, the more love they'll get from the league. Because at the end of the day, what's the dream for the NBA? What's the dream for the MLB? What's the dream for the NFL? For the dream for the NFL is that Mahomes makes it to the Super Bowl again. That's a dream because everyone cheers against the villain. And the NBA, oh my God, will they do anything for a Celtics-Lakers NBA final? That is the dream. You know what I mean? Like, that is the dream.
Yeah. All right, real quick, let's get to, you know, the actual games. Listen, here's the question mark. Because of all this, because of the conversation, because of the attention paid to it, are you willing to take a flyer on Josh Allen to finally get by Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs? Or do you ride the wave of, hey, when it comes elimination time, Mahomes has got his number? Where are you landing on Buffalo, Kansas City?
My heart is in Buffalo, but my money is in Kansas City. That's kind of my approach to this game. I think big spreads, you always have to fade KC. Low spreads, you always have to bag KC because that's when they cover these games. That's when they kind of establish themselves. I think, too, besides all the, you know, referees and if they get favorable calls or not, the fact of the matter, too, with Kansas City is that you just can't make a mistake. And if you do make a mistake, they capitalize on that, and that's what makes them champions. They don't let those go unnoticed. Also, they are undefeated at home this year, and the only playoff loss they've ever had at home was against Joe Burrow, who was on a magical run, and that Bengals team was kind of like a team of destiny, if you will. But their defense, I'd argue, is a lot better than it was that season. They're fourth in points allowed. They're ninth in yards allowed, eighth against the run. And this Bills team, I think, has really overperformed. I know that's kind of crazy to say, but the talent level on this team is not very strong. They went and traded for Amari Cooper. It's not like Amari Cooper's like changed that team. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, I forgot he's on the roster. Fun fact for you. Here's a trivia game real quick. Amari Cooper's out there. So I still lean on Kansas City. I still take them in this matchup, but don't get it twisted. I'm also rooting for Buffalo because I would love to see Josh Allen finally do it.
We have got one more, and that, of course, is the other side of the bracket, the NFC Championship game. You're my, our yep. favorite rookie quarterback of all time. The man, the myth, the legend, he is him. Jaden Daniels goes into Detroit Rock City, gets the dub. Now he's heading back out to Philly. Dude, I'm putting all the money one more time on red, or in this case, burgundy. Give me the Commanders. Where are you at?
I actually really like Jaden Daniels' rushing yards in this game, since they lost arguably their best lineman for the season, but especially for like this game and how disruptive that Eagles front has been. Like Jalen Carter, if anyone wants to go watch back those games, just watch 98 on every play. That guy disrupts everything and he goes through everyone. He's a nightmare in the middle. I think they're really going to force Jaden Daniels outside of the pocket. And I think he's going to have to run a lot, man. Like 54.5 rushing yards. I would absolutely take the over in that. He's going to be running for his life, I think, at moments. He's going to be calm and cool because that's just Jaden Daniels. But he's going to have to get some yards himself in this game for the Commanders to be relevant and to win this game. I am probably just only going to bet props in this. I want the Commanders to win because it's like a fun, you know, thing, especially where I'm at right now. But I can't lie to you, Rob. At the same time, I'm going to be at a bar watching this game, and there's a 95% chance I'm going to be surrounded by Commanders fans. And for some wrong reason, when I'm surrounded by fans of a team, there's a devil in me that goes, just bet opposite so you can cheer for the opposite team.
You are Lonzo. You and Lonzo are long-lost brothers. I assume that at some point you were separated from birth by, like, both geography and years.
It's the most fun thing to do of all time. Also, keeping an eye out for A.J. Brown this matchup. When last time they faced each other, he kind of crapped on Lattimore the whole time, and Lattimore couldn't go one play without holding him. So keep an eye out for that. But yes, Lonzo, it's the most fun of all time.
We went down the road like a couple years ago to a wings place just to do that, me and this other guy, just sitting there. And every time, be the only two in there cheering as their team did poorly.
Oh, so fun.
It was actually, I think it was Jacksonville, because all the Clemson people were suddenly Jacksonville fans. It was.
You made it a point to go to a place, which you don't do.
Yeah.
In order just to troll a bar full of people.
Yes.
Same people.
That's a good time.
Yeah. Same people.
I did that at a Notre Dame bar when they played NIU and they lost, and I bet a lot on NIU, and it was the most fun. Because for people that don't know, the people that actually go to Notre Dame and like our fans, if you talk any type of smack to them, they just like, ah! That's like what they do. They don't know what to say back. They're not expertise in trash talking. So it's just like, ah! Like the whole time, it's very fun.
What a clip Mario just gave us that he didn't know he was giving us when he gave it to us. Mario Heron is the executive producer of BetMGM Tonight, which you can hear every single weeknight right here on this fine and Odyssey stations around the country. Hating ass Mario Thursdays at 9. Appreciate you, big dog.
Hey, I appreciate you guys every single time. And screw KC.
And now you're not the same person anymore. Goodbye, Mario. Fight Club is up next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Much like all those guys in the intro, I've been fighting all week. I mean, this isn't just the Fight Club for this week. I've been fighting every single day of this week, and we'll probably fight tomorrow too. But that's okay. It's all right. And then hopefully I come back Monday and don't need to fight because, well, you know, either the Chiefs have won or they've lost. And either way, I still win because I was right. Let's talk about the fact.
Playing both sides the fact of the fence.
That
also three, self-report. That was bad.
What?
I just
oh, okay.
did the thing.
All right, thank you. I appreciate one. That.
Ugh.
Let's talk about First of all, I hate Raw on Netflix. I just want to point this out.
Do you?
And here's the reason why. And I'm probably one of the few people who can say this that I know of, because I have never unplugged. All right. To the degree that, you know, you cut the cord thing. I've never done that. All right. We've always had satellite because of where we are. Cords don't want to go over three creeks and, you know, under mountains and stuff to get back there. The cable's like, oh, yeah, we'll bring it back there for $5,000. It's like, nah, nope. That's what satellites are for. So we have never gotten rid of our satellite, whereas you unplugged a long time ago.
Yep.
And so you're used to being online for everything that you watch. I'm not. I'm used to DVRing and being able to start a show like 20 minutes into it and be able to skip past commercials and things like that and stuff that fluff that I don't care about. Now I can't do that. And because of Netflix, if I want to watch Raw, if I want to watch it on that day, I have to sit there and be patient and do what people had to do back when I was a little kid.
Back in the day.
And actually watch all the commercials and sit through stuff about people who I don't care about and never will. And it's a problem. The only positive thing is if you watch it the next day, like if you watch it on Tuesday, they take all the commercials out for you. So they do compress it. That's a positive. But if you want to watch it on the night of, that's just a problem for me. And I know it may be just like a minor gripe, but I wonder if I'm the only one who has that problem with Raw being on Netflix.
Well, I think there's a couple of things. First off, and I had this conversation with somebody yesterday. I think the first thing I jump at is like we're going back to cable. It's just instead of paying channels, we're paying all these different streaming services. The problem is that, and Joey B just brought it up in the chat, Netflix had a great first quarter, largely in part because of the not Raw moving over, because that's in the current quarter, but largely because of the announcement that Raw was going over, plus the live sports, whatever. And what are they doing? Immediately jacking up their prices again. And to the point that I'm like, man, I kind of don't want to keep Netflix. And I'm not sitting here saying that I have ways to watch Monday Night Raw that don't require a Netflix subscription. I'm just saying if I didn't, I could find one. So I'm kind of like, Dad, $25 a month? When? And here's my other part. Netflix doesn't have the library it used to have. Netflix used to be the streaming service. Now it's not even, frankly, it's not even really a good one. Like, they keep churning out, outside of the live sports and Raw, they keep churning out, like, original content. I've watched a handful of the Netflix originals. They suck. They're all bad. They're just something to put up there. Do I want to pay $25 a month? Which roughly equates, though, to me having to pay like $7 per episode of Raw to keep this service. I don't know, man. Like it's a little frustrating that I really don't have a choice if I want to stay a WWE fan. I'm almost locked into that. I was excited about it. Honestly, I think Raw and Netflix, as far as production value, is pretty good, to be honest with you.
And if I understand correctly, and I could be wrong, I'll find out next week, aren't the PLEs still on Peacock?
I believe they are.
They're not national. I mean, they're not in the world, only in the United States. I think they're still on Peacock. And so that would have been the only reason why I would watch. I mean, when the WWE Network came out, I got that. I was subscribing to that. It was cool watching old matches, all the stuff that they had, like the ride-along things and a dinner for three and all that kind of stuff. I thought those were really cool. But then after a while, they stopped doing those. They stopped doing the cool things that I really liked. And you can only go back and watch old matches so many times. And then it kind of got a little stale as far as that goes.
Yeah, I mean, like, when the network dropped, I did the same thing. I went and watched, and primarily, like, stuff from my childhood. I was like, oh, I remember when, you know, Undertaker debuted, and whatever.
And the fact that they had stuff from my childhood and your childhood, that's how vast the library is.
Absolutely, and it was great. And you know, it would be times where, like, okay, WrestleMania's next weekend. I'll watch a couple, like, I'm going to go back and watch WrestleMania 3 or whatever. Royal Rumble's this weekend. Now, I've told you this already. The Royal Rumble's my favorite event of the year every year. I would go back and just watch old Rumbles all the time. They're great, but I am effectively at this point being asked to pay $25 a month for Monday Night Raw. Like, that's what I'm getting asked to do. Or if you're going to watch it live, because I think if you do the lower, there is a lower price, but that's still will stick commercials into everything. Yeah. So it's like, do I pay the extra $10 or not? I don't know. I don't really know how I feel about that. Not because I'm like anti-Netflix, but just because, especially with the fact that all of the sports organizations are now starting to put content all over the place. NASCAR's got to deal with Amazon Prime now. You want to watch all the NASCAR races? Got to have Prime. They've got like 3 or 4 races over there. I have got, just to be able to watch sports, forget all the other entertainment, I have like $170 worth of streaming price every single month. It used to just all be on cable. Like, I don't know how, I'm kind of, even I, big fan of upgraded tech, am kind of at a point where I'm like, I don't know, man, like, am I going to start giving up sports or having to find alternate ways of watching that maybe aren't...
I am curious how they're going to be able to track viewership over a year. And if it's gone up or down since they went to Netflix.
Well, here's what I'll tell you. Joey B and I are in a text thread together with another buddy of ours who is in the Triumph fan supporter club that we're in, who texted us back a week or two ago, and he's like, yo, I was scrolling around Netflix. I saw that Raw's on there. I watched it, and I think I'm back into wrestling now. And I was like, dope, my house, Saturday, February 1st, Royal Rumble, you're coming. He's like, oh, yeah, no. I'll watch everything. Now, you know what he did last week? He works in Atlanta. You know what he did last week? He texted Joey B and I. He went to a random local indie show that had like 30 people at it, and he's like, this is awesome. We're like, yeah, we know. That's why we're fans, right? Netflix has, at least in my life, one over three of my little brother is kind of like starting to dabble back into it because it's on Netflix and he has that and it's scheduled. He can watch it, whatever. I think it's going to get a pop for the ratings. The question mark is, once they get over this initial push of like, let's really gussy it up for Netflix and it kind of starts to become routine again, will people be willing to stick around paying $25 a month for that?
All right, let's talk about a show that is not on Netflix and made its return, I think it was last month, and that's Saturday night's main event happening again this weekend, Saturday night on NBC. Pretty excited about it. They keep doing PLE-type matches on these Saturday night's main events, which is a smart move. That's what they had to do back in the day when it first started happening to get the interest on the wrestling. This will be for Nerf Wall.
Oh, yes.
I wanted last week to be for Nerf Wall.
I know. I saw your text, and I saw it like an hour before the card started, and I'm like, if I do this, I'm going to be shooting in the dark, and I should have done it.
Exactly. We all would have.
That was the goal?
That was the point. Yeah. That would have been the most.
Was it the TNA card?
Yeah, and the most I knew about it was Joe Hendry versus Nick Nemeth, and that would have been the only one that I was pretty sure about.
Yeah, for sure.
So we would have been the closest I probably got to getting you on the wall. All right, the first matchup is something that I would love to see at WrestleMania. Braun Strowman versus Jacob Fatu. I said Jason Fatu. I know I did.
Big, meaty men slapping meat. Here's a question. Are we killing off the Bloodline storyline for a minute? Are we killing off the solo aspect? He like walked out of the ring the other day. I don't know.
Fatu, Jacob Fatu did a promo. I mean, they know he's the star.
Yeah.
And they're going to push him.
And that is exactly the reason why I'm taking Jacob Fatu.
Yeah, me too.
That dude is a badass, bro. He is the most entertaining member of the new Bloodline.
He definitely is. Let's see. All right, this may not. There's only 4 matches. I don't know. If you lose, then it counts.
If anybody else loses, it doesn't. Yeah, you know what? Screw it. The Bill Goldberg of picking wrestling cards ain't afraid. Let's go.
All right. WWE International Championship match, Braun Breaker versus Sheamus. Again, that's a pay-per-view type match.
I agree.
And I know Sheamus is getting older, but he still puts out banger after banger after banger.
After banger.
That's what he does.
After banger.
By the way, I just saw a video pop up on my X feed of him working out with Maxine Dupree, and he's in pain. And some of the stuff she's doing flexibly should not be possible. All right, so
I'm going to watch. Oh no, what?
Yeah, no, you should because your doctor said you need to start working out.
Yes, I should stretch more, and I should learn how to stretch.
By the way, that's what she's doing
from Maxine Dupree.
Yes, that's how you should learn how to stretch. Mm-hmm. All right, so
babe, seriously, no. It's not weird. I'm learning how to stretch.
She's not scantily clad, so you could actually, I think she's wearing sweats, if I recall. I'm going with Braun Breaker.
I want to go the opposite way just so we have some competition here, but I can't on this one. I do think Sheamus is going to get one more run, but when they took the belt off of Braun temporarily last time, even if it was because he was a bit dinged up, I think they felt like he lost a push that they were building on him. I think they go back to it. I'll take Braun Breaker.
By the way, the real reason why I said forget about Nerf Law is because we're going to pick the same.
Yeah, I have no doubt.
We are. All right, the two more matches really quick. WWE Women's World Championship match, Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax. All these people mad because they've got Nia against Ripley again. But this is just to settle in until Jordynne Grace gets there. So Jordynne Grace and Rhea Ripley can have a long feud. That's what this is all about.
I don't think that's what it's for. I don't think that's who it's for. I think you're right. I think you're right in the setup. I think you're right in the reasoning. But I don't think that's what or who it's for. We can talk about that later. But mommy is always on top.
So she's never lost.
Mommy is always on top.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So that, and I'm picking Rhea Ripley to win also. And finally, heavyweight World Heavyweight Championship match between friend of the show, Gunther.
Gunther! That's my dog.
And Mr. Yeet J. Uso.
Is it? He introduced himself to me as Walter.
I know. That's just, you talk about that every season. That fascinated
it's
you so much.
It did.
Because as soon as he left, that's the first thing you said to me.
He is. Of every WWE guy we've had in here, the only one who's done that. The only one who has introduced himself by his real name.
Wait, you're saying Damian Priest, that's not his real name?
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm just saying no one else has ever introduced me by their real name.
You're talking about in studio, yes. We've only had a couple in studio, even though we've interviewed just about, I mean, just every other person, sometimes two people wrestling.
Yeah.
We've interviewed them.
Yeah, it's great. He's the only one that's introduced by his real name. But I am not going against friend of the show, Gunther. Yeet.
All right, I knew I should just throw
that
away.
Yeah,
because I'm also going with friend of the show, Gunther. The question,
That's the only problem I have with these real quick. I'll say this, and then we'll get your question. I like Saturday Night Main Events. I'm here for it. I'm going to circle back around and watch it. It's going to be great. I'm all in. The problem is, because of what it is and where it is in the calendar, these are the most... You know what's happening. It's just a matter of like, do you want to tune in and watch some fun wrestling?
Well,
you know how it's going.
I mean, and is it setting up anything for Royal Rumble?
Nobody's changing belts.
Maybe you set up some feuds for inside the Rumble. I mean, maybe you do that. Possibly.
I don't know what else you can do. Like, nobody's dropping a belt on this show.
And is Jay ever going to win a major championship?
And I think that's probably a storyline they work on with Jey Uso. And you can utilize this for that. But it's kind of one of those spots where it's like, do you feel compelled to watch this live? Because it's not going to be like something's going to happen that you're not going to...
I can't, but if I could, I probably would watch it live.
I mean, if I had nothing else to do, I might. But it's like it's...
Although I may have it on while I'm doing the show Saturday, because I can do that.
It's such a predictable card. You know what else is
predictable?
But
for people who haven't been watching wrestling in it's going to be pretty entertaining.
That's fair. I did tell our new wrestling buddy, it is required wrestling watching. Back after this to wrap it up.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate. All right, you got 1 minute left to get your vote in. Do you have a morning routine? Three answers: no, active, or calm. Do you have no morning routine? You like me. Do you have an active morning routine? You're like Lonzo, regimented, down to the minute, bang, 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 fly through it, get it done. Or do you have a casual, a calm morning routine? Like my wife gets up, makes a cup of coffee, sits on the couch, covers herself up with a big blanket, hangs out with the dog, does her crossword puzzles. Text, no, active or calm to 844-326-3663. You have about 25 seconds to get your answer in. Hustle! Come on! Whistle! 844-326-3663. Text, no, active or calm, and then we'll take a look at the results of the poll when it closes here in about four more seconds. Wait for it, and done. Lonzo, take a stab at it. Which is going to be our winner? No routine, active routine, or a cool, calm, chill, relaxed routine in the AM?
I'm going to go with no, Rob.
We have a two-way tie. We have a two-way tie.
Well,
and
I mean,
one
that's kicking out, well, I guess.
Distant third place. Distant third place.
I'm the distant third, probably.
We have a three-way tie, or excuse me, a two-way tie with 32 votes. Get up and go. With 32 votes, excuse me, read it backwards. With 32 votes, no morning routine. None at all. 32 people said no morning routine. I get up and I just do what I need to do in whatever order it comes to me. And we had 32 votes come in for active morning routine. 32 said I get up and I just hit the steps however they come. 32 people said, I get up and I have an active regimented routine. Do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, and then move on. 8 people said, I have a relaxing morning routine. I have a relaxing, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get up. I'm going to have my coffee. I'm going to read the papers. I'm going to check the box scores of the games last night. I'm going to pet the dog. I'm just going to stay chill until the old brain engages. 32 people said they have a busy, active morning routine. 32 people said they have no routine at all. And 8 of you said that you are calm, relaxing in the AM.
All right, we have a problem.
We don't have a problem.
We do have a problem.
We don't have a problem at all.
No, we have a cane problem.
No.
We do. Because I'm starting to believe that some of these canes are all faux canes. That they're not really faux as in, you know, not real. Not that food that some people eat.
That's pho, by the way.
I've heard it pronounced faux.
To set this up, for those of you that do not watch our live stream in the mornings, first off, what's wrong with you? You should. We do it for that exact reason. TheFanUpstate.com on Facebook, or excuse me, Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, TheFanUpstate on YouTube, or The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. We stream all 4 hours of the show, all 5 days of the week, unless we're not here. And we have we got a pretty good cast of P1 listeners who show up on the daily. We have James and Joey B. We have Madcraft in there today. We have Steven in there. We have Zach. We have Spike Callahan, who was DBA, but now he's LRFVIEGM. So I don't know. He got promoted, I guess. We have all sorts.
Should you have said those letters? I don't know what they mean.
I don't know. I don't either. Okay. Too late now.
All right.
We have Jacob. We have Luke. We got a good list of people who show up pretty much each and every single day, including you've all heard him. You all know him. You all love him. The Upstate's favorite Detroit Lions fans, Kane, who graciously called the show on Tuesday and gave me the props for absolutely nailing the Commanders Lions pick. And then since Kane has come on board, a small army of other Canes have started to show up. We've had Blue Kane show up in the chat. We've had Orange Kane show up in the chat. And our newest Kane has just joined. Sugar Kane is now in the chat today. So we have like a Kane Pokemon collection going on the live stream chat right now, as we've had Orange Kane, Blue Kane. We did have one day where Co Kane, K-A-N-E, showed up, and now we're on to Sugar Kane. What a audience, man.
Why can't it be the Council of Canes? I mean, why not? Why can't they come together as a collective of Canes? a collective of the Council of Canes and just be good to each other.
That's not what canes do.
Okay.
Oh, all look, right. Orange Cane's now in the chat too. So now Orange Cane, Regular Cane, and Sugar Cane are all up in the chat together. Steven said, can I be Dean Cane? No, but Dean Cain's coming to South Carolina Comic-Con.
Probably not, because there are rumors about Dean Cain. And you just don't.
Say never mind.
I mean, unless, good for you, if you could be. I mean, that's all I'm saying. If you know what I mean.
Joey B said, can we assemble all the Canes to have Ultron Cain? That's pretty good.
All right, it's time for what the X is going on.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Well, you should, because you're going to tell us when I tell you who is X-ing. All right, the first person or thing or place or
noun, the first noun.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, I suppose it's Travis Hunter.
Yeah, that's definitely a noun. Travis, have you seen all this drama about Travis Hunter and his lady friend? Like. Apparently, she was like rejecting him, and she been weird around him. But now that Travis Hunter is in the draft, all of a sudden she a boo thing now. She all up in his business, and now they're like professional athletes that are reaching out to Travis Hunter, and they're like, "Hey, bro, careful. We've seen this song and dance before."
Near as I can tell, but I am an old and not an expert on the X like you are. I think it was because he was at a Mavs game. Now, you can read into whatever you want why Travis Hunter would be at a Dallas Mavericks game. I mean, maybe he's a Luka fan. Maybe that's why he was a Luka fan, and maybe he's a Kyrie guy. Maybe he also believes the earth is flat. I don't know. Or maybe he's in Dallas for some other reason.
I mean, listen. The noise is growing louder and louder that Jerry Jones may actually swallow his pride and go hire Deion Sanders and bring a bigger ego into the room. But here's the thing, as we have said it before, Dallas isn't getting Deion unless he gets his boys. And the question mark is, can Dallas find a way to get both of those? The answer is no. You're not getting both of them, Shador and Travis. The better thing would have been for one to stay behind, one to go. Dallas gets that guy, says, we promise we'll get the other one next year no matter what it takes. We're talking about big-time tinfoil cap conspiracy theories. At the end of the day, if a Colorado Buffalo is going to Dallas, Texas, it will not be Travis. It will be Shador.
We'll see.
Oh, by the way, yesterday, randomly, while all this is coming out, yesterday, the Titans' brand new GM went ahead and dropped the report that they're listening to offers for the number one overall pick.
Uh-huh.
At the same time that the Buffs were all of a sudden big deals in Dallas. Mm. That's interesting.
Mm.
You know what I love about the draft? The closer we get to the draft, the more it becomes an absolute bro soap opera, right? Well, you know, the GM of the Titans said that Jerry is what... Like, it's great. It turns into an absolute gossip section about football, and I'm subscribed.
All right, the next thing that's X-ing is Will Smith.
Did he slap somebody?
No.
Oh, that's good.
This is... It has to do with the movie that he was in, and news that came out yesterday that has people concerned, just like it did me when I saw it.
A movie he was in. Independence Day?
No.
That's one of my favorite movies. I have no idea.
I Am Legend.
Are we doing a sequel?
Well, that's in the works. No, here's the reason why I Am Legend is, or why Will Smith is X-ing, is because there's a supercomputer that's going to be made where the AI is going to cure cancer. And the last time there was a cure of cancer, it was in I Am Legend. I don't know if you remember the movie. Did you see the movie?
I did not, but I've read the book. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not this guy very often, but I'm going to tell you right now, I guarantee no matter what happens in the movie, which I haven't seen, the book's better than the movie. It's one of the most amazing, creepy vampire stories I've ever read. But that being said, yes, it was announced yesterday that President Trump is putting like $500 million towards an a super AI computer, the goal of which is to create a vaccination for cancer based on mRNA technology, which is the same technology that they used to engineer the COVID vaccine that he pushed during Operation Warp Speed. And he said yesterday he's all in on AI to try to find a cure to cancer. That being said, it's going to be very interesting because cancer is, in the way that it mutates within your cells, very genetically specific. That is to say, there cannot be an all-encompassing vaccine for any particular type of cancer, but the premise would be that if you develop cancer, or your this supercomputer will be able to take in your cells, your DNA, and rearrange an mRNA vaccine that is effectively tailored to you and your DNA.
So you get,
how's this not fascinating?
No, you're getting all technical. I'm more worried about a supercomputer that could go, you know, the best way to cure cancer.
You know, if y'all aren't alive, you can't get cancer.
Yes, and video games, movies, a lot of them have pointed out how, let's go with Matrix, how human beings are only good for one thing. It's either a battery or you solve all the problems by making them not be here anymore. And, okay.
You don't have to solve problems if there ain't no problems.
Exactly. That's my concern.
Ain't but one way to have no problems.
I'm not the only one who's thinking that. Just saying.
What the hell? Let's throw some more weird into the world, shall we? Let's throw some more weird into the world.
I'm legitimately scared.
That's it for us. Y'all have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday edition of the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later!